Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Peers with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Peers Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing 3 other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is the former chairperson for Justice for Girls SDLC New Orleans Chapter. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is the mother of 2 daughters and 4 beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Live Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And outside for Facing Your Peers with Evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening. Thanking everyone for tuning in on Facing Your Peers Radio Talk Show on today. Listeners, we have a good show for you today with your host, yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Florida. Yes, we today have a co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, who will bless us with an amazing topic, with this amazing topic, the power of being thankful. After her opening prayer, we will be blessed by her and hear a word from God on today. Remember, listeners, you can join in on this amazing topic by pressing the number 1 on your phone with any questions or comments, or share your thoughts on today's topic. Now, I'm going to hear our opening prayer as Pastor Smith brings forth the prayer.
Father, we thank you this evening, and we praise you. We lift you up, and we magnify your holy name. Father, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to look upon your heritage, look upon your people today, Lord, all over the world. Father, we ask you to lay your nail-scarred hands upon them right now. Touch them one by one and name by name. As we're entering, Lord God, into the holiday season of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and into New Year, God, we ask you to bless them, meet needs. Whatever their needs are, Lord God, you're not only a need meter, but God, you say, I would give the very desires of hearts. I pray that this word would touch your people today and that it would change hearts, change minds, draw them closer to you and further away from the world. God bless you. And we say amen, amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for that powerful prayer by our co-host. Today's topic is the power of being thankful. Yes, we know how powerful it is to be thankful, especially when God has done things in our lives for us. And he makes a way out of no way. And we should know how important it is to be thankful and be grateful by giving thanks to God, not only to God, but also recognizing those that are around us. And when people do good things for us, we want them to know how thankful and grateful we are on today. We're going to learn from the Word of God how that is possible. And we thank everyone for tuning in on today's show, and thank you for being all of my supportive listeners out there on today. Pastor, our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, and I truly appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts. And remember, listeners, if you have a story to share or just want to be an inspiration and encouragement to someone out there, feel free to contact me or our co-host in hopes that you will be one of our upcoming special guests here on Facing Your Peers. Right now, we're going to introduce, still let our co-host introduce herself, those that do not know her. She's going to give a little short bio about herself, and then she would immediately after then go into her topic on today, the power of being thankful. Good evening, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening, good evening, and blessings to each and every one of you, Evangelist Norma Chapman, the amazing, awesome host of Facing Your Fears radio talk show. I am so honored to be here today to be able to share out in the world about the power of being thankful. I am a native Floridian teacher, author, in a collaborative project, The Voice of Hope. More than anything I've said so far, I am a servant, humble. I'm a mother. I'm a truly a loving wife and caregiver of my husband, people person. I love people and love to see them build that yes foundation and be able to launch into the abundant life that God has destined for them. Today, I just want to take a moment to share with you, to be able to encourage you, to uplift and to inspire you today. As I speak briefly about the power of being thankful, what does it really mean to be thankful? When you think of the definition of thankful, it's just saying that I'm pleased, I'm relieved. Something has placed me in a place, a position of comfort. Thankfulness, expressing the effect of the gratitude of what that relief has done for me. We know that around this time of the year, it's Thanksgiving coming up, and everybody's getting thankful, and everybody is saying nice things, and it's Christmas coming up behind that. So we're in a season of thankfulness. But I want to encourage tonight to know that we should always be thankful. The power of being thankful tonight, as I use for our scripture text out of 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. But what I want to say to you tonight, when this scripture speaks of giving thanks, it's speaking of giving thanks in all circumstances. Now, many would say, wait a minute, are you telling me to be thankful in everything, all things? Should I be thankful for everything? That didn't feel good. That wasn't right. This wasn't right. No, we're not thankful for the things that are done that are evil, that are unkind, but we're thankful because somewhere down the road, the Lord touches and softens our heart, and we come back and we love again, and we forgive, and we push those old things away, and we re-embrace, and we make new, because guess what? We know that that's what God wants for us to do. He says they're going to know who you are by your love. The love that's inside of you is going to tell them who you are, that you are connected to me. That in itself is the power of being thankful, knowing that you're not connected to some power, but you're connected to all power. Giving thanks in all circumstances, thankfulness, should be a way of life. Being thankful should be an absolute normal way of life, especially for the believer. I'm not saying for someone who's not aware, who haven't come to the knowledge of Christ, but for one who's come to the knowledge of Christ and gotten, as the Word of God says, a good understanding of the Word of God, understands that, listen, this didn't feel so good, but I'm thankful because it could have been worse. They hurt me, but I'm thankful because I can let it go. I'm not going to let the hurt tear me down. I'm not going to let the hurt hinder me. I'm not going to let the hurt block me. I'm not going to even let the hurt stop me from loving them. Thankful in all things. When we become thankful, let me talk to you about the power of being thankful. When we begin to flow in the power of being thankful, then we take the position to where all the weight that await upon us with the cares of this world are no longer allowed to hold us captive. When we began to walk in the power of being thankful, the weights of the world are no longer able to hold us captive. We are able, through the power of the Word of God and prayer, not only are we being thankful, but we're thankful for the key factor in us operating in that power is that we can let it go. We can let it go and not be hindered and affected to the point that we're no longer able to walk in our destiny, affected and hindered to the point that we're no longer able to function and move about and have our being of the destiny and plans that God has for our life. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, but just be thankful. I know everything don't feel like it qualifies for thankful, but be thankful. Be thankful that I was here to bring you out. Be thankful. I know you're not saying thank the doctor for a report that says you only have 30 days to live, but I'm thanking God because he asked me whose report will I believe. And in the midst of this, I choose to believe the report of the Lord, which says that I shall live and not die. I'm grateful for the doctor's report, but his report is limited. Now my faith takes me to a place where I'm operating now in the power of being thankful because I receive the report of the Lord. So I don't stop living because the doctor said I got 30 days. I don't just go ball up in a corner and pull my feet up to my stomach and stop living. But I continue to live and to love life and to enjoy life. See, that's thankfulness. That's operating in the power of being thankful. When we operate in the power of being thankful, let me tell you something. What people say about you really don't matter. Why? When you operate in the power of being thankful, you begin to realize their name is not Jesus. I am human, and yes, it hurts, but I'm a gird up my loins, recognize who's speaking and who's not speaking, and make a conscious decision to believe and receive the report of the Lord and be thankful so what you say in a negative manner does not grab hold and hinder me. Many people today in the world cannot even move forward in life and function the way God has desired for them to because they're so worried about what people think. When you become thankful and operate in that power, whatever they think, that's their mind. That's their issue. That's their problem. I know who I am. I'm operating in the power of being thankful to know that I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. I'm a peculiar people. I'm thankful that I'm operating in the power of knowing who I am. And I'm not going to allow you to put your identity on me. God has already given me my full identity. Many people are worried about what people say, and they can't operate in the power of being thankful. Oh, did you hear what they say? Yeah, I heard what they say. And I also know that their name ain't Jesus, so Jesus ain't talking. So since he ain't the one talking, guess what? I'm not moved by what they say. What did Jesus say about it? What did he say? He said, I can do it. He said, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. You think I'm going to let what you say stop me? The only way, look here, Jesus didn't say it, so why am I going to know that he didn't say it and then believe what you say? I'm going to operate in the power of being thankful that I know what God says. And I'm so thankful that I know what God says, I'm not going to be hindered. Let me tell you something, people all over the world today, it's time for you to drop the weight. You've got to drop the weight. The weight of the world that are weighing you down, that have you in the same place that you was last year and the year before. Be thankful enough to drop the weight. Drop the weight of what they think about you and pursue your dreams. Pursue your desire. There's a book in your belly that you need to write, but you wonder what somebody going to say. Write the book. You have a vision of a creative ability that God has given you, but you wonder what people going to think. Exercise and be thankful and put that creative thought into the world, and you'll be surprised how it will change your life physically, spiritually, and financially. Operating in the power of being thankful. Hope of how people feel. You don't allow that to bother you. You don't allow that to dismiss the call, the destiny, the journey that's been set for you. When people hurt you, yes, they did it. Yes, it hurt. Yes, they shouldn't have did it. But don't let it rob you of your sleep. Be thankful that you can lay down and say, Lord, forgive them. For they just don't know what they've done. Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Vengeance is not mindset. It is mine, said the Lord. Vengeance don't belong to me or you. It belongs to the Lord. He said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You don't have to retaliate. Be thankful enough to walk in the power of your thankfulness to the point that you love in spite of, not just because. That's walking in the power of being thankful. When breakups occur and families tear up and different things happen on your job, jobs where you've been many years, and issues come up between coworkers and family and friends and marriages, you're not saying I'm thankful because of what happened. But I'm thankful that I can forgive you. I'm thankful that I can move on and still walk in the job and say good morning and not walk in here with bitterness and anger and hate that's going to make me sick in my body, that's going to cause blood pressure, that's going to cause stress, that's going to cause me back and forth to the 911 emergency room and the doctors won't know what's wrong with me because I'm allowing the cares of the world, which cannot be diagnosed through an x-ray machine. It cannot be diagnosed through an MRI. You have got to walk in your power of being thankful enough to live, to love, to forgive, and to embrace the challenges in this life as beautiful, great opportunities for grace, for you to walk the path that God has destined. Let me tell you something. Complaining comes very easy. But if you want to really walk in your power of being thankful, when you can complain, don't. Find something nice to speak about. Find a nice worship song. Find something nice to encourage somebody about. Find somebody to uplift. Find somebody to share a kind word. Pick up your phone and call somebody and say, I just thought, don't do it because I'm just telling you to do it, but do it authentically because it touched your heart. Do it genuinely because it touched your heart. Do it for real because it touched your heart. And pick that phone up and call. You know what? I just want to call and tell you that I love you. Be thankful that you can look beyond their fault and see a need. Be thankful that you have enough discernment to see that there's a need, not an intent for hurt. Be thankful to walk in your power. What does the world need today more than anything? It needs love. It needs love. We need less complaining and more walking in the power to live, to love, and to forgive. Complaining comes easy, but put that power in being thankful and not complaining. Yes, I could complain, but I won't. I made a conscious decision. I have chose not to complain. I chose not to complain. On the positive side, I've made a conscious decision that I am not going to allow the cares of the world to suffocate the power that God has given me to be thankful. He said, be thankful in everything. Don't be thankful because you're in an abusive relationship and somebody's beating you down to the ground, but be thankful that you got out of that relationship before they killed you. This is what I'm talking about. The power of a thank you that will launch you to a place to make a decision for your good and the glory of God. Be thankful for a decision that God allowed you in the midst of anger that you didn't take it to the next level. That you heard that voice and made a change of mind that has kept you from prison. Be thankful for the fact that even though it was dead to you, you didn't turn around and retaliate. Be thankful. That's the power in the midst of a bad thing to do a good thing. Because who are we serving? A good God.
Listen, you are still listening and tuning in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman, co-host Pastor Doris Smith. Remember, listeners, you can join in this wonderful, awesome conversation and this lesson that's being taught by our co-host on today. And I pray that God will continue to pour down His fresh anointing on her life as she goes forward on today. But you too can join in by pressing the number ones on your phone if you have any comments, questions. I just want to simply share some thoughts of your own in reference to today's topic, the power of being thankful. And we thank God for our co-host on today as she is being led by the Spirit of God and giving us some good advice on how not to let negativeness affect our lives instead of being negative and being evil and want to lash out and do evil things towards someone who has done us wrong. Instead, we should be thankful that God has blessed us to be live the life that we are living and be in the midst of His presence. And then women and men of God, we are grateful that God has given us the discerning of knowing what it is to be thankful and to have friends and family in our lives that care and support us. And for that, we thank God for them, and we also thank Him for their support and their love towards us. I'm going to yield back now and let our co-host continue her topic on today, the power of being thankful. God bless you. Continue on.
Amen.
Pastor.
When you leave the line as we're talking today, God bless you, Evangelist Chapman. Thank you so much. Praise God. Such a great host of this awesome line, this radio talk show. I'm so grateful tonight because this power of just making people aware that you have it. You have the power to be thankful. Listen, sometimes we take things so for granted. I'm thankful when I get up in the morning. And I can look and see that I have all my fingers, all my toes, because somewhere along the way on last week as I was about my business out, I looked around and I saw a young man that didn't have all of his fingers. And he was trying to pick some things up. And immediately I walked over and I began to pick them up. I'm like, you know, God, I'm so thankful that I have my fingers. It's necessary to have all those fingers to grip something, to hold it. We can't take these things lightly, that I have my eyes that I could see. I was one that could have went blind. I went through 5 operations, and I'm so thankful. The power of thankfulness, it rests in my heart. I'm so thankful. I got so much to thank God for. That thankfulness. The Lord allowed me to come out of 5 operations. And it looked like one point that I would lose my sight. But God, because I began to be thankful. Lord, I'm so thankful. I'm thankful because I know you're my healer. I'm thankful, Lord God, because I know you're going to bring me out. I see what I'm going through. One operation after another operation after another operation. But I began to give God thanks. I could have started complaining. I could have got sad. I could have said, oh, well, the enemy was attacking my mind, trying to get me to think, well, you better walk through this place and feel everything because you're going to eventually go blind. And I began to reject it. I said, Lord, I thank you. You are my healer. You are a healer. And I began to recite the word to the Lord as I thanked him, reminding him of his word. Heal me and I shall be healed. That he was wounded for my transgressions in Isaiah 53:5 and the many more of my spirit. I began to pray those and I began to give God thanks, one after operation, after other operation, after other, after 5. And in the midst, the Lord allowed me as I prayed. I said, Lord, I need to see. I want to do your work. I want to do your will. I want to tell people everywhere the soles of my feet tread that you're an amazing, awesome God. I want to tell them, not by nobody else's testimony. I want to tell them by my testimony that you're a healer. I'm so thankful. I want that power of a thankful that I could tell somebody, yes, he will heal. So I'm thankful for my eyes. I'm thankful for my ears. I'm thankful for the things that we take for granted. I learned through the power of being thankful to be thankful for a good friend. Be thankful for a friend that you could call any time of day or night and they're there. Don't take it lightly. Don't allow anything or anybody to destroy your friendship. Be thankful for those family members who you can call and they're right there. Be thankful for those that are not. Continue to pray for them, that God will take them from where they are, because the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. The power of being thankful. I really want you all to feel free tonight to come in. Somebody on the radio talk show tonight that has already pressed your number one because you want to share. There's so much to be thankful for, not just in Thanksgiving, but every day that God gives us the ability to live, to breathe, and to have the fiber of our being, we should be thankful. We just be thankful. Don't get caught up with what's going on around the world. Listen, he's an omnipotent God. He's an omniscience God. He's an omnipresence God. There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing going on in this world that God don't already know about. Be thankful that in the midst of everything going on, he's still keeping you. You still have a roof over your head. Your business is still being successful. People are going through on jobs and you're still working. Be thankful. Find somebody along the way as you're operating in your power of being thankful that you can be a blessing to. With a kind word, with a warm embrace, with a smile. You'll be surprised how many people will be thankful just to get a smile. I spoke to a young man one day. I was in the store, and I said to him, he was standing in line, and he had his head hung down. And I walked up to him, and I said, well, you know, I'm always led. I don't just do stuff off of me. Allow the Lord to lead me because he never leads you wrong. And I touched him. I said, how are you today? And he lifted his head up, and he said, oh, ma'am, I'm feeling mighty down today. And I encouraged him. I shared words of encouragement with him. And I said, lift up your head. And he looked up as I was smiling. And you know what I always remember? He said to me, he said, thank you, ma'am. He said, a lot of times I walk with my head down because people are so mean. Before they smile or say hello or say hi, they'll turn their nose up at you or they'll walk away. He said, thank you for your encouragement and for your smile. I never forgot that. You'll be surprised what someone's waiting to be thankful for. We today have so much to be thankful for. Every opportunity that you get to be thankful. The Word of God tells us in these scriptures, it says rejoice. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it says rejoice evermore. Rejoice. Don't let nothing rob you of your joy. Be thankful that you still have your joy. Yes, in tears sometimes. Yes, in heartache sometimes. Yes, even in pain sometimes, because life is going to keep on happening. You're never going to stop life from happening. Yes, in disappointment sometimes, but in spite of, not just because. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop. Don't stop. In other words, you're in a state of mind of prayer, of being thankful, because you know who he is. You know that he's too wise to make a mistake. He's too perfect to even error. Just so thankful. Lord, I'm so thankful that I'm still here through all that I've been through in my life, been counted out, counted down. But in all that, God, I'm so thankful because you reach way, way down. You pick me up. You turn me all around. Lord, you didn't stop there. You placed my feet on a solid ground. You established my going. When they say I was finished, you propel me even higher. When they say I wouldn't make it, you said, yes, you would. And you showed me and you led me and you ordered my footsteps. I'm so thankful. And you too today, so quick people are to find things that they're not happy about, that they're not thankful about. But look at yourself today. Put that awesome, amazing, beautiful creation of the Lord in the mirror. You, beautiful woman out there. You, awesome man of God out there, priest in your house. You, young lady, young man. Put that beautiful creation of God in the mirror and point at how much you're grateful for. Tell the Lord how thankful you're still here. Whatever has not happened in your life does not mean it's not going to happen. Be thankful that you still have an opportunity for your dream to become a reality. They're made to come true.
Amen. Okay, listeners, you are still listening to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and our awesome, wonderful co-host on today, Pastor Doris Smith out of Florida. She's such a beautiful, beautiful woman of God, and I'm truly enjoying her on today as she is going forward with what God has given her to give us on today. And listeners, I pray that your hearts are being blessed on today. I thank so many callers that are tuned in on today. But remember, I want to hear from you out there, and I'm sure that our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, would love for you to share your thoughts and comments and the questions you may have. But just want to just say something to Pastor Doris Smith. And we are still looking at our board on today here in the studio, just waiting for someone to give me a sign that they want to say something or just want to just share a blessing, or I want to just join in this amazing, I'm not going to call it a conversation today, but our amazing topic on today, the power of being thankful. And I know some of us out there, we do have something to thank God for, and we do want others to know that God is still in the blessing business out there, and he's in my life. I don't know about you out there, but he's truly in my life, and every day of my life, I thank God for just letting me see another day, for just waking me up in the morning, and I find myself with the activity of my nails. I have eyes to see. I have a voice to talk. And I just thank God and give God the glory and the praise. I thank God for you out there. I thank God that you took the time to call in to listen to the Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show every Thursday. I thank all of my supporters. And I know that my co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, feels the same way as I do. I see so many calls there in her area. And I know that some of you all are praying people, because I have joined you all on the amazing show that my co-hosts have there, the Inspiration of Prayer Live that she has on every Tuesday, Thursday morning. I have tuned in on that. And I know that there are some praying people that's in her midst. And we want to hear from you. You're welcome. Even if you want to just say a word of prayer, you're welcome to do that here on Facing Your Fears. I thank God for you. And we're going to continue our episode on today, the power of being thankful, the power of being thankful. My God, what a power to have when you have that spirit on the inside of you, that you want to just be thankful to God for all that he's doing. Be thankful to your family and to your friends, and don't be disencouraged when things don't go your way, because God has something else in the system. When someone, God closes one door, he certainly will open up another one. Listen, I've learned that in life. I learned that when God closes the door, it's for a purpose. But when he opened up another one, you can say, Lord, I thank you. I can look back on where you brought me and where I am today. And I'm just happy. I'm so excited on today. And I feel the Spirit of the Lord is in the midst of this conversation. I'm not going to prolong it any longer. I'm going to go back and hear and let our co-hosts continue blessing our hearts on today. And listeners, I am asking that I am looking to hear from you on today. Thanksgiving is coming up, and while I'm on the subject of co-hosts, let me let them know that we will air on next Thursday, but it'll be very, very short. It'll be 15 minutes to a half an hour, just to let our listeners know that we will not be having a special guest on this week. It's for Thanksgiving, and we want to give God the glory today, because every day is a Thanksgiving. Every day is a Thanksgiving in my life. And we want to just remember the people that's out there that do not have family or do not have a friend. Or if you just see someone on the corner, you have a plate, we'll give them a plate of food and say Happy Thanksgiving to them, and let them know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Co-host, you can continue at this time. And God bless you as you move forward on today.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We just continue to thank God this evening. Praise God as you are approaching the Thanksgiving, giving thanks even for the food and the opportunity. Praise God to be able to sit and spend time with your family. What a beautiful thing to be able to spend time during this Thanksgiving season with your family, with your children. Family sitting around and laughing and talking and eating and enjoying the good food. Be thankful for all of that. And even as you are doing that, realize that there's somebody out there that wish that they had the opportunity to do that. So even during this season, if you see someone or you recognize someone that's a little less fortunate, fix a nice plate for them too and take that over and bless somebody else. We are so thankful this evening for us realizing that there is a power of in being thankful. And the power in being thankful is to know that no matter what the circumstances are, that you can give God thanks, not for the fact that these circumstances are bad or evil or not a good circumstances, but for the fact that God would turn it around. He'll turn it around for the fact that he'll fix it, for the fact that he'll make it right. For the fact that no matter how dark it is, he'll bring light in the darkest of situations. And so we tonight, understanding what the Word of God say, pray always, have a relationship. Be thankful to have that relationship with the Lord that when you don't know, you know he knows. So we could be thankful the fact that I could go to him because he said, look at all the promises that the Lord has made to us. We have so very much to be thankful for. Look at all the promises that the Lord has made. He's made promises to us that he would never leave us or forsake us. He's made promises to us. That in itself, see, many people will come with you, but a lot of times along the way, they'll walk away from you. But the beautiful thing and the power of this thankful is that, you know what? He'll never leave me.
Amen. 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 It's getting kind of late in the show. We do have some callers or pastors that are waiting to join us on this amazing topic on today. Now, I want to just give them time to be able to share what they have to share with us on today, and then you can continue after we hear from them. Okay, caller, Amara code 786, not the last code, this is a 5094. Good evening, you are on the air.
Hi. Good evening. Hi, I'm calling from Miami, Florida, and I would like to say thank you to each and every one of you all in your respective places, and Doris Smith. And I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to join into the line and enjoy, you know, being a part of the line. And I just want to say thank you. I mean, and it's just such a wonderful subject just to be thankful. You know, I mean, it means so much to be thankful. I mean, people take advantage of little things every day and you know, and I just thank God that to have a tongue that will allow me to say thank you for everything, and most of all for, you know, you guys having family and being able not only to be thankful in this season, Thanksgiving, but, I mean, in all times you need to be thankful. I mean, even for your bad times and what you go through in life, you need to be thankful because, like someone said before, I mean, even – through your bad times. Even if you're not able to go through your bad times, you wouldn't know what your good times look like. So you still need to be able to say thank you even when times are bad. So, I mean, I just want to say thank you, and I really enjoy being a part of the line. And may God continue to bless each and every one of y'all in your respective places. Thank you. And have a good night.
God bless you. God bless you. And we do appreciate you calling in, and God bless you, and you do have a blessed continued weekend on it for next week as we approach our Thanksgiving holiday season. Thank you. Feel free to call in every Thursday, and you're welcome, as the Lord leads you to pray or to talk or to sing or to do whatever God has intended in you to do. God bless your heart, and thank you for calling. All right, we're going to go to our next caller, and that area code is 941. Last four digits is 1280. 1280, area code 941. Good evening, listener. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm really glad that we're talking about gratefulness and, excuse me, being thankful. I do broadcasting on a regular basis, and today I kind of coined today Thankful Thursday. I know that I don't think the only person that does that, but it is a day to be, every day really is a day to be grateful and thankful. And I just wanted to share what I do. I wake up early. Not that everybody has to do that. You have to fit it in with your schedule. But when I wake up, before I even get out of bed, I say a prayer. I have a higher power, and that's God. And so I say this prayer to God, and the first thing I say is I'm thankful for a brand new day, and I'm grateful that I'm alive and able to then learn and grow and become a better person. And so by doing that, it kind of sets the stage for my day, and because the next thing I do is to put good information into my brain right away before I do really anything else. I don't get started on work or anything of that nature. I listen to spiritual or motivational or empowerment videos to put good stuff into my brain. And then it makes it easier for me to be able to share that happiness and the gratefulness. And part of having it is to write a gratitude list and put down the things that we're thankful for. Some of us have more than others, but the fact that we're alive is a really good starting point. And so I just wanted to share what I do on a daily basis that sets the stage for being happy and grateful.
Thank you. This is my good friend, Mr. Smith, out of Tampa, Florida.
Yes, that's who I am.
God bless you. God bless you. Kind of share some more with our listeners on actually what you do every morning, because I tune in into you every morning before the sun even comes. But Mr. Smith is there and giving people encouraging words and encouraging one everyone there on Facebook and his other websites. He gets up early in the morning before the sun comes up. We see a beautiful view of his neighborhood as the sun comes up, and his topic be so beautiful every day. Would you share a little bit more about let listeners know how they can tune in and get some of that morning blessings from you?
It's a routine for me, and I've been doing it for a long time. And I broadcast every morning at about 6:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm up with the sun. And so it's an opportunity for me, as well as the viewers, to connect with nature, welcome in a brand new day, watch the sun coming up, listen to the birds. It's a structured thing. I actually, on Mondays, I do Affirmation Monday. And so I lead a guided meditation of positive affirmations. Tuesday's about empowerment, and then that's about taking it to the next step and taking some action to do something about these intentions and affirmations that we have. Wednesday, we talk about health and wellness and, you know, what we need to do to help ourselves to stay healthy. And then we also talk about, you know, various different topics. I've had people with autism and how they stepped outside of the stereotype of autism to enjoy daily life. Thursday is Thankful Thursdays. And it's a time to reflect and just think about the things that we have. Like I say, starting with being alive, and then, you know, if we have a roof over our head, if we have food to eat, maybe a job, and it doesn't really take much. I mean, I was even grateful, you know, because I was homeless at one point, and the fact that I simply was waking up, I had a tent, I was able to make some instant coffee type thing, you know, it doesn't have to be a whole lot. And then Friday, I have coined Love Fridays. And so it's about loving Friday and enjoying it. And then I have viewers come on and they can share their story about, you know, how their week went and what they love about Fridays and, mm-hmm. and what they love about life. And so I've just tried to present a connection to nature, a connection to source, and a connection to the oneness with positivity and gratitude. And try and help people recognize that there really is a light in the dark places, you know, because, and I'm speaking from experience. Yeah. So that's what I do.
Mr. Smith has an amazing story, isn't it? He was a guest on Facing Your Fears, and he talked about nature on that day when he was a special guest on Facing Your Fears, but you ought to hear his amazing story. If anyone that can tell you, and I believe how thankful and grateful he is now is where he comes from and where he is today. We're going to have you back, my good friend, on Facing Your Fears in the year 2020. God blesses us all to step out of the old year into the new year. And I want you to be prepared to come back on Facing Your Fears. And I do thank you for tuning in on today's
wonderful
show. And as always,
yeah,
keep me in prayer, and I will definitely keep you in my prayer. And listeners, you can tune in to him every morning by befriending him, and I'm going to let him give that information short, very short, because he's running very low in time. Time is of essence right now to us. But share that, how they can contact him. If they do not have a Facebook page, how could they tune in? I think you have YouTube or something of that nature where they can tune in every morning.
Yeah. Sure, I've got a couple of ways that you can, you know, reach out to me, and I'd love for you to do that if you're listening and you want to get some good information and a routine and just make that connection and to the nature and the source is on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. I am Stephen Smith, SRQ. That's STEPHENSMITHSRQ. So that's on the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And then it's Stephen Smith on YouTube. And then I also have, I'm starting a nonprofit, and our nonprofit is going to offer jobs. It's going to help people make connections and get out in their neighborhoods. And you can reach me online. I'm Stephen at venturesforsuccess.com. And I'm also LWN, Live with Nature. com. And there's resource information there. Feel free to reach out, send me an email. I'd love to make friends with you and share, you know, my experiences and my strength and my hope with people. Thank you. And I really appreciate you taking time to have me on today, Norma. You're doing great things. You really are.
Thank you so very much, and continue to tune in and support Facing Your Fears. And I'm so happy and delighted to have met you. Is a wonderful man of God, and you share so much love in your community. And thank you for sharing with us on today, for tuning in on Facing Your Fears, and listening to our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. And I know she appreciates you calling in. Pastor Smith, you'd like to say something to the caller? A brief reading. We only have a couple of years, but you'd like to share something with our caller.
Yes, I'd just like to say to Mrs. Smith, thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and thank you for sharing all of the great things that you two are pouring into the world to help people from your own experience, and you have so very much to be thankful for. So I just want to say a special thank you, encourage you to continue to do the beautiful things that you're doing in the world today.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor Smith.
God bless you. And thank you again for calling in, Mr. Smith. And you do have a blessed, continue to have a blessed weekend that's coming up. And I know we'll talk before next week, but just in case we miss each other, you do enjoy your upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. God bless you. And thank you again for calling. All right.
You're very.
So you have it. You have been tuned in to Facing the Fears Radio Talk Show hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. Our co-host, Pastor Dawn Smith, as she uses God, use her mind on today, and she's going to have part two of this coming up very, very soon, because she didn't get an opportunity. Time passes so fast. I think Facing the Fears need more hours than just 1 hour. But with that being said, know that we love you. And at this time, I'm going to see if we have any more callers. And look as if we do have one. Another caller that's calling in, and that's our code 832. Last 4 digits 0040. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Thank you, Evangelist Chapman, and thank you so much, our speaker. What an awesome topic, the power of being thankful. It is such an awesome topic. It's a needed topic. And amazing. Every morning, there is not a day that go by during my prayer time with God that I do not give him thanks for everything, even through the good and the bad, because I know that everything works together for my good. And we're listening to the speaker, and so amazing. I listened to Mr. Smith. I believe that's the gentleman's name. He said something that was, he said about making the gratitude list. Now, I give thanks to God every morning, but it was also put in my spirit to start making a list every day, even if you're writing down 10 things that you're grateful and thankful for. And I listened to our speaker, and a great deal of things that she spoke of on thankfulness is on my list today. And they're not hard to do, because we always have something to be grateful for. I mean, I thank God for his love, his grace, his mercy, for my family, for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for clothing me in my right mind. I thank him for, you know, I thank him for my mother that brought me up knowing Jesus, that set the foundation to where I'm at today. I mean, there's always something. I mean, just to see another day, having my needs met. You spoke of eyesight. You blessed me so tremendously when you spoke on that. My list. I thank God today for my eyesight, because I heard you when you said 5 times, but you're so grateful for your eyesight. I needed that. Oh, I needed that so today. This is definitely on my list. I think my personal relationship with him, you know, and oh my, and you just said so many things that was such a blessing. You most definitely need to be back for a second here. And you spoke about the dreams coming to pass. I'm grateful and I'm thankful that I still have opportunities to bring those dreams to pass and to flourish. I'm just grateful for that. Again, you spoke on a great deal of topics. There were a lot of things, so much that you said that I'm sitting here and I related to. There is no doubt that I was supposed to be tuned into this show. I want to thank you again, Evangelist, for reaching out and encouraging so many people on your show every Thursday. And thank you again so much to your speaker. I just want to say I'm just grateful. I'm just glad that God gave me also the opportunity to tune in on today.
God bless you. This is my good friend. We come up from little girls together. This is, I'm recognizing the voice. This is my good friend, Dolores McKenzie, out of Houston, Texas. Am I correct?
Yes.
God
yes,
bless
you are.
Lord, and thank you for tuning in on today. You keep doing what you do. This young lady sends out inspirational words every day, and she takes her time, and God really uses her mighty in her own words from a scripture, and she actually preaches the word of God in her inspiration every day. I want to encourage you to keep sending out your encouraging inspirational to everyone that you send them out to. It really blesses my heart every day, and do feel free to call in every Thursday if you want to share the word of God. And just give us one example today. We don't have time to do it because we run out of time. But not next Thursday, but the first Thursday in December, next time you tune in, I want you to share one of those amazing inspirational posts that you share so diligently every week with everyone. And I'm more than sure that our listeners would be glad to hear those inspirational messages that she sent, because she fully blesses my heart. Continue your ministry as well, Sister McKenzie. And thank you for calling. God bless you, and God said I will keep you. And you do have a safe weekend and a blessed upcoming holiday. Okay, listeners, we are running out of time. We're running out of time at this time. I'm so excited today to hear so many beautiful call in and everything they said. I really enjoy it. But it's that time for this show to come to an end. And before we close the show on today, we want to thank all our special guests. Our special guest, which is not a stranger to us, who is our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Florida, for that awesome message on today. You heard it for yourself, co-host. Listeners really enjoyed it, and you really touched someone's heart out there. And the ones who did not want to say anything, I feel in my spirit that you were also blessed on today. Feel free to call in every Thursday. And I'm encouraging everyone to call in every Thursday, 4:30 to 5:30 Central Standard Time, and that's 5:30, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Do look at the time zone in your area, and if I'm not calling it, still call in. We'd be glad to have you every Thursday. I pray that there's something, a word that's been ministered out of our mouths to you that is pleasing, acceptable in the eyesight of God, and everything that we do on faith in your fear, that God may get the glory out of what we do. And I pray that someone out there be inspired and an inspirational word that be spoken from the show, that you know that God loves you. There's nothing, no obstacles in your life, nothing in your way that God cannot move. Just look to the hills on today. I want to encourage everyone to stay prayerful, to be faithful for all that God do for us day after day after day. And remember, you can tune in every Thursday. And we also have a Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show Facebook page, where every week we post the topic and the guest speaker for that week. And there we have very short time left. We're going to let our co-host give some information on her inspirational prayer line every Tuesday and Thursday morning. Co-host, very short. We have a minute left in the show.
Okay, you can feel free to connect with the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the Power of Prayer. The number is 712-775-7031. The access code 710-569-pound every Tuesday and Thursday morning, 5 a.m. You can also connect with me on Facebook with Doris Smith.
God bless you. You're truly Norma Chapman. You can reach me at Norma_Chapman at yahoo.com. You can also visit my Facebook page, Facing Your Fears Facebook page. Also, What Faith Can Do, which I'm the author of that book. You can also reach me through that Facebook page as well. God bless you and God keep you. I want to thank everyone for tuning in on today's show. Be blessed out there. Be safe. And my prayer is that God will continue to bless each and every one of you. And I am grateful and thankful for all of you. God bless you and I good night.